should be counted on. You can't really, in any meaningful way, relate to the concept of detachment, because it sounds cold. It sounds like leaving everything behind. It sounds like not caring. It sounds like apathy. It sounds like numbing yourself or turning yourself off, and it isn't that at all. Far from it. In fact, until you have some real detachment, until you've cultivated that, or that's somehow been cultivated in you, you can't have any meaningful relation thing to anything that's clean, because you'll be too subjectively involved. You'll be in a fog about it in some degree because you're over-involved in a way that isn't possible to have an accurate view. You'll be seeing a picture distorted, whatever you're looking at. Because only when you're in some way detached can you get a more clear picture. Because you're projecting yourself into it, you're projecting your ideas into it, you're projecting your preferences into it otherwise. Until some detachment is possible for you, that's inevitable. And that distorts everything. You know, like the funhouse mirrors. What's thin will look fat, what's fat will look thin. So detachment doesn't mean you turn off and kind of are not available anymore. You're in your own reverie. It doesn't mean that at all. It means you come out of the reverie. The reverie is thinking that how you think and feel and see and perceive and interpret must be right. That's the reverie. That's the fantasy. That's the illusion. So when that's smashed somehow, for the first time, the possibility exists that you might actually get a whiff of something real, that you might actually be able to sense or see something that isn't distorted, that isn't your own projection primarily, that isn't more imagined than real. That isn't just about your point of view and the biases behind it. And it'll make you literally sick when it happens, because you're turned so inside out. You can't believe the severity of it. You can't believe, how could I have thought all these things were true or were real or were going on? And now I see none of it is. That's so extreme, so severe. You want to throw up. You feel like your guts have been pulled out. And everything else with them. And oddly enough, this is a good thing. Because until it's that severe, until it's that extreme, you think you know something. You have a certain false pride, a certain unrealistic pride, a certain unrealistic belief in your own viewpoint. And it's just another viewpoint. A viewpoint is just a viewpoint. Just because it's yours doesn't give it special validity. One of the smartest things you can do is extract all the validity and see it as just one other view. There's 6.5 million people on this planet. That's one. 6.5 billion people. One of 6.5 billion viewpoints. Then you can relax. Then you can see that being right is not only not important, it's not even possible.